The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and it's also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. I think we have a great show, and I want to welcome our new sponsor, Luby Hearing Services, and in fact, we have Dr. Mary Lou Luby Gerhardt in the studio with us. So how are you today?
Great.
Let me read a little bit about you. Let me tell our folks a little bit about Dr. Gerhardt. Dr. Luby Gerhardt. She's a doctor of audiology and president of Luby Hearing Services, a company that provides comprehensive diagnostic audiological assessment and hearing rehabilitation using state-of-the-art digital hearing aid technology. Luby Hearing Services earned the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence, Quality, and Value in both 2009 and 2010. In fact, we just saw each other at the breakfast.
So. And congratulations to you, too.
Us Consumer Choice Award winners have to stick together, don't we? All right. Now, we want to talk a little bit about hearing, but we also want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So we're going to hold off asking questions till I do that. But Dr. Luby has helped me with this question. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, how many Americans suffer from hearing loss? Is it A, 10 million, B, 20 million, C, 30 million, or D, 40 million? And the winner will receive two things this week. Rather than just receiving free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon, it's a mixed seasonal bouquet. You will also receive a complimentary hearing analysis by Dr. Luby and her staff. Correct, Dr. Luby?
Correct.
Okay, and by the way, I've actually had that analysis, so I think it's pretty neat. And so let me just give out the question one more time, and these are round numbers. How many Americans suffer from hearing loss? Is it A, 10 million, B, 20 million, C, 30 million, D, 40 million? Our number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Or you can send emails to Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com if you're shy, but we'd rather actually hear you and hear your voice, and we'll get you the flowers, and let's face it, those who don't get the correct answer still get the free hearing analysis at Luby Hearing Services.
We're here with Dr.
Luby Hearing Services. You'll hear what you've been missing.
Wow, thanks Central Ohio for the 2010 Consumer's Choice Award for hearing aids and audiology. That makes 2 years in a row. Pretty good for a family business that's been around for 64 years. Hi, this is Dr. Mary Lou Luby. We're celebrating with special year-end savings just in time for holiday gatherings. Call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
I say, hey.
Back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and I have Dr. Mary Lou Luby in the studio with me. And remember, our question of the day is, how many Americans suffer from hearing loss? Is it A, 10 million, B, 20 million, C, 30 million, or D, 40 million? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business, a mixed seasonal floral bouquet, and also a free hearing analysis at Luby Hearing Services, 459-9769-459-WSNY. Now, you might be wondering why we are talking about hearing on a dental show. And I'll tell you what, there are a couple things that came to mind. One is, you may have heard me mention this, but from 300 feet away, a person can recognize a smile. So if you are out in the woods and you don't know if this person coming at you is friendly or not, and they don't know if you're friendly, a smile they'll be able to see from the length of a football field. But I thought of another thing that could, you know, being able to hear can save your life. If you're deaf, you're not going to hear. I mean, you're not going to know if the fire truck is coming. If your hearing is just a little bit diminished, you're going to miss some things. And I know a lot of communication has to happen for us to get along in our relationships. Let's face it, if I tell somebody they need a root canal build up in crown and they didn't hear the crown part, they might be surprised when I start putting a crown on their tooth. You didn't tell me about the crown. Right, Dr. Luby?
Exactly. They'll get a different look on their face.
Exactly. So, you know, I want to tell you a story. I think I told you this joke when I went to your office and you pretended to not have heard it before. You know, when you ever go to tell a dentist a dental joke, you have to assume they've heard it before, but you swore you didn't hear it. And it's this guy, and he goes to the doctor and he says, "Hey, doc, I think my wife's losing her hearing. I need your help." And he goes, "Okay, well, how do you know?" And he goes, "Well, when I talk to her, she doesn't respond." He goes, "Well, here's what you do. You go home, you stand at the door, just walk in the house, stand at the door, and yell to her, to yell her, see if she answers. And if she doesn't, go a little closer and a little closer." I think she's starting to remember the joke now. And so he walked in, he goes, "Hey, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" No answer. So he walks through the living room to the outside of the kitchen, and he says, "Hey, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" No answer. So he opens the kitchen door, goes in, stands right behind her, and he says, "Hey, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" And no response. So he gets up his nerve because his doctor told him to do this, taps her on the shoulder, and she turns around and says, "What?" And he says, "Honey, I think you need your ears checked. I think you have some hearing loss." She says, "What are you talking about? I said chicken all three times." And I think that, you know, there are a lot of people out there that they have hearing loss and don't know it. And they think somebody else has hearing loss when, in fact, it's them.
Probably because it comes on so gradually and you can get used to anything.
Okay, we have a caller on line one. Caller, this is Dr. Kavitka. What's your name?
Sherry Wilson.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for listening. So you're the winner of, well, we have to find out if she has the right answer yet. Sherry, what's the right answer?
40 million.
40 million? Oh, Sherry, that's not correct. But hang on, because we want to get your phone number, because you'll get a free hearing an assessment at Luby Hearing, okay?
So, okay, thank you.
Jim's going to get your phone number. So for those of you listening, there are three more choices, A, B, C, 10 million, 20 million, or 30 million. And I'm going to scratch off D as the wrong answer. All right, so the point is that a lot of us have hearing loss, and I know that it affects the way we react and relate to other people. I know that what I do in my dentistry can change lives, and what you do can change lives as well. So why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, changing lives is my very favorite thing to do, because, you know, when you lose your vision, you lose things, but when you lose your hearing, you lose people. So relationships seem to be what is most affected by hearing loss.
I was thinking about that this morning. If I had to choose between eyesight and hearing, it'd be a tough call. But music, you wouldn't be able to hear music.
That's right. Do you remember Helen Keller?
Yes.
She had both problems, didn't she? And she said losing her hearing was worse.
Wow.
So if we'll go with her thought.
Yeah. And then, so how do we get, there seems to be this disconnect between people accepting the fact that they have hearing loss and doing something about it, or just pretending that they don't. All of us have parents or spouses who we know they can't hear, and they won't accept it. I think it has to do with the old clunky hearing aids. It was like admitting that you're getting old, right?
That's right. There was a lot of that. And, you know, now today, the new hearing instruments, you don't even see them. In fact, I would say that
Is that like the emperor's new clothes? There you go. You have hearing aid. How much
truth,
for that one?
Truth is truth. I quest the truth. I love the truth. So now our cute little instruments are in the ear canal, peritympanic, next to the eardrum, actually.
Okay.
So a hearing loss is far more noticeable than hearing instruments. The problem with a hearing loss is people think you don't care if you say what or huh or pardon me. Or worse, you know, you're not paying attention.
Right.
And they think maybe it's the brain, or maybe it's time to put you in a nursing home or psychiatric, whatever. There are a lot of personality changes with hearing loss.
I have a story about my own mom. I called her and I said, "Mom, what should I be bringing when I come to visit?" There was a little bit of a pause. She says, "No, it's not raining."
Wow. You know, there are a lot of symptoms of Alzheimer's and undiagnosed, untreated hearing loss are very similar.
Yes.
That's scary. And sometimes people have Alzheimer's. We check their hearing to rule out a hearing loss. We fix the hearing problem, and then they don't seem to have the same problems.
Yeah, it's amazing how those go away.
Yeah.
All right, we have another person with a guess to our question of the day. Caller, what's your name?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you? This is Dr. Kvitko. What's your guess?
I'm guessing 20 million.
20 million? You're guessing B?
Yes.
Debbie, that's not correct, but stay on the phone. Jim will get your phone number so that we can get you the free assessment, hearing assessment at Luby Hearing, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right. Those of you listening, there are two guesses left, A and C, 10 million or 30 million, 459-9769. And we do have to go to a commercial break here. So stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk more about a hearing and with Dr. Luby and also how that relates to relationships and the kinds of things that I do as a dentist as well. You're listening to Dentally Speaking, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and we'll be right back after the break.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. And we have a couple callers on the phone with our guest to today's question of the day. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, it's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. Boy, that's a coincidence, isn't it? Okay, Mary Lou, what is your guess?
My guess was C, 30 million.
30 million is correct. Very good. Mary
oh,
Lou,
wow.
You win free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of work this Tuesday afternoon. It's a mixed floral, seasonal floral arrangement, and also a free hearing assessment, complimentary hearing assessment at Luby Hearing Services. So stay on the line. And I believe we have another caller on hold. Caller, stay there for a second. My producer will also get your phone number so
okay.
that we can... oh, there you are. There you
yes,
are. What's
I'm
your name?
Here. Michelle?
Hi, Michelle. Somebody won before you could get to guess. We're sorry, but stay on the line. We'll get you the complimentary hearing assessment, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. So, Dr. Luby, we have one more. I'm sorry, one more. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Deanie.
Deanie?
Jeannie.
Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. What was your guess? I'm curious.
30 million.
Okay. Turns out the correct guess was 30 million. It's about 10% of the population. And but I do appreciate the call. So if you'll hang on, my producer will get your phone number, and we will get you a complimentary free hearing assessment. It's valued at $100, by the way, for those of you that are winning this. So that's cool. Thank you for calling. We now have our answer to the question of the day, and we'll have to give my producer time to get everybody's phone number. So I think it's time for you and I to talk, Dr. Luby.
All right.
Now, when we went to break, you mentioned about how if people can hear better, you said it kind of gives them their life back. They become part of the family again. They don't sit at home, maybe upset that nobody's talking to them.
Right. You know, we're both into the smile business, aren't we?
Yes.
So when people hear better, they go out more and they'll go to restaurants and they'll use their good teeth and chewing abilities. They'll smile with their grandchildren. They'll be able to communicate. You know, there's not as much of a generation gap when you can hear. Spouses, they'll smile. Of course, that stays... They stay together. The marriages and divorce rate seems to be pretty high these days, unfortunately. So when people communicate well, they stay together.
It seems like when you're in a room and people are talking in the other room and you're not hearing what they're saying, it would be very easy for you to think they're talking about you.
That's right.
And those are also indications of, those are kinds of things that people with Alzheimer's, dementia, they start exhibiting those characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Distrust and suspicion. Yes.
Right.
Also, when there's a little background noise, maybe the TV is on, or they could be in a noisy environment, a party or whatever, they tend to stay to themselves. You know, isolation like that leads to illness, doesn't it?
Yes. And do you think, I get this a lot, I have people come to me who have an ache. They think it's their tooth. They don't know if it's their tooth. They don't know if it's their sinuses. They may have ringing in their ears, tinnitus. They may not. Do you have people come to you with for tinnitus evaluation and you find out it was a tooth?
Yes, I absolutely do. Or TMJ. Certainly you're familiar with that pain, temporomandibular joint, you know,
yes.
TMJ. And sometimes the retainer, people have said, sleep at night with that helps. Sometimes when people have false teeth or when they have their teeth extracted, that changes their canal and changes the little bones in the ear, so to speak, the orientation.
Right.
So, yes, it's very related to dentistry.
We have a saying, this is be kind to your teeth or they will be false to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Do you have any sayings like that in audiology?
You know what? I'd have to think about it a little bit. What's that ringing?
What's
telephone
that?
Or my ears?
Why is it that you people seem to be people with a little bit of hearing loss, they seem to be able to hear the phone? When I talk to my mom on the phone, she seems to be able to hear me better.
Because the person talking is right there at your ear. A distance is very important. Every 3 feet that you are away from the source of the sound equals a half of the volume level. Sometimes if you are in a restaurant where they're mixing drinks or they've got a frappe machine, you know, espresso, I tell the person, stand back 6 feet. It'll only be half as loud.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
6 feet.
That's correct. So
don't you lose your place in line?
Well, this is for the person standing behind the counter at that
okay.
noisy machine.
Because I think at most places you'd lose your place in line, you'd never get your frappe or cappuccino or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I have another story, mm-hmm. and my wife tells this when we were younger and our nephews, her sisters, two boys, were young, and we were babysitting. And they're about 2 years apart, and I think they might have been something like, I don't know, 4 and 6 or 5 and 7, and the little one liked to be like a little tough guy. And so my wife went up to him, and she squeezed his muscle, his bicep muscle. She goes, Mikey, you're solid. And Mikey got all upset. And it's like, well, why'd he get upset? He said, I'm not a salad.
Oh, wow. Well, kids can have a little middle ear fluid going on once in a while. And it would sound to him like you've got your hand over your mouth talking, kind of mumbling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Actually, youngsters, infants, when they're born, the ear canals are flat. And as we grow, they become more angled, which is why infants get more ear infections than adults.
That's right. You know, today there's a lot of discussion about children with attention deficit disorder.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
you're distracted. Extracted, distracted. Anyway, it used to be maybe 3 in 100 children had hearing losses when I started into audiology 37 years ago.
3 in 100?
Now, 3 in 100. Now it's about 1 in 5.
Wow.
I know. And all the noise, the iPods, God bless them, you know. And when you're sitting next to somebody and you can hear the music coming out of their little headphone, it's really affecting their hearing permanently.
Oh, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they won't know that until it's too late when they're our age. We do need to go to a commercial break. If you want to follow me on Twitter, go to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. It's actually twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Or you can access podcasts of these shows by going to columbustoday.com, dentallyspeaking.com, or iTunes. All right. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of this show, call Vicki at 262-9588. We'll be right back after the break.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go! Yeah! Yeah!
Bluebee Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
Want to hear better but just don't have the money? Call for an appointment and find out how Luby Hearing can help you. Call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
You make me smile like the sun. Fall out of bed, sing like a bird. Dizzy in my head, spin like a record. Crazy on a Sunday night.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. And Michelle called in. Michelle, you are eligible for the complimentary hearing evaluation at Luby Hearing Services, and we disconnected somehow by accident. So if you would call back, 459-9769, we'll get your information, okay? And I think there was one. Okay, that's good. So now, I just want to say that on Thanksgiving, I had a birthday. And
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And you don't look any different.
No, I don't feel any different. My staff got me a card, and I'm going to open it and want to listen.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years.
Okay, so I want to focus on my next 30 years. I plan on acting like I'm going to live forever. And the way I want to do that, I want to die with a beautiful smile. I want to die when I can hear everybody in the room. I just want to be as healthy and happy as I can for as long as I can. And I think that going to the dentist will, you know, I have these people that are in their 90s and they have almost all of their teeth. And I think that there's this thing, I call it the vanity gene. It seems to me that people live a long, long life when they're vain. These women, they're 96, 98, come into the office, their hair is done, their blouse and slacks are coordinated, their belt matches their shoes, which matches their purse. I just think that if we take care of ourselves, Whatever that means, if that means hearing loss, if that means you have a toothache or you have a cavity, it seems like we live longer. Have you seen that?
I certainly have. And you know, a hearing loss can actually age you. You get a look on your face, that puzzled look. Nothing Botox will take away when you knit your brows and you get those wrinkles saying, what? What did they say? And when you have a smile, it's easier, you know, the muscles, the whole bit. You're out, you're involved, you're hearing about yourself, the good things you're doing. The I love yous, the thank yous, all those pats, if you will, that people need daily to keep mentally healthy as well.
Yes.
And so, you know, you wonder sometimes, why do people put off getting hearing help?
And dental help, for that matter, but let's talk about hearing today.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Or if they're dizzy, you know, it's not a sign of age. That card was great, actually.
And I want to thank my staff for that.
Absolutely.
And my wife and mother-in-law and my kids for all their gifts. But anyway.
Great staff, yes. And so the idea is when you're hearing better, fine. So why do people not want to hear better or come in or face it? Maybe it's just like getting on a scale and they don't want to know their weight, or maybe even going to the doctor and finding out what their cholesterol. You've got to find out what your numbers are.
Right.
You see 20/20 and you should hear. 0 to 20 actually is a normal range of hearing, 20 dB. Helen Keller would be down at 100 dB, like 100% loss.
It would have to be, it's 100% loss is
That's
what 100
right.
means.
Uh-huh.
What does 20 dB mean?
All right, a 20 would mean the volume of a little pure tone is turned up so that a person can just barely hear the sound at zero. So 20 dB would be a level louder than 20, or that zero. So you should be able to, let's see, what would be a simple, like a leaf, like a drop of water,
okay.
You know, something very tiny. Whereas 100 dB could be a loud jet engine or a gun, something like that.
So for Helen Keller, it had to be 100 dB to hear it?
Or worse.
Or worse,
yes.
Okay.
There was a wonderful Miss America who was deaf. She went to bed as a little child, took a little nap, and had a very bad fever. High fever created her hearing loss.
So we're allowed to say deaf. We don't have to say hearing challenged or anything like that. We're still allowed to say deaf.
I'm very down to earth. There's
deaf.
A small D and a capital D, you know,
right.
The deaf community, and they're very proud to be deaf. But that's a whole other story.
Should I say definitely?
Oh.
I know my wife's rolling her eyes right now. Another silly joke. Anyway, all right. So I have this list of questions that I have in front of me that I wanted to go over with you, and it's pretty clear that we're not going to get through many of them. I think we only covered a couple. So I'd like to arrange to maybe have you back in a month or two if you're available. Can we set that up off the air?
That'd be fine. Maybe around Christmas time. You know, after Thanksgiving, during the holidays, people become more aware of hearing loss because they miss things with family or social gatherings. I'd be glad to come back.
Okay. Well, we will set that up off the air. But I do appreciate you getting up early. And she came up and she curled her hair and got all nice and dressed up and everything to be here. And I'm in my OSU Buckeye gear because the Buckeyes beat Michigan 37-7. Go Bucks! All right. I know. That was a great game. And but you know what? Denard Robertson, he's making me nervous. I had Dr. Gist on last week, president of the American Dental Association, who's from Michigan, went to U of M. And I told him that Dard makes me nervous in that first period. It was looking a little bit, I was pretty worried because we hadn't been able to score, and they didn't either, but they were at least moving the ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me see. Any housekeeping that we have to do before we end the show? I think that other than mentioning the website, dentallyspeaking.com, and where you can access the podcasts, which on iTunes. By the way, if you go to iTunes and you type in Dr. Kvitko, it's funny because it'll come up and say no match found, but on the right side, if you look down there, it'll have my picture and you just click there. It's the weirdest thing. I have no idea why it's like that, but maybe they can't believe there's a word named Kvitko or something, K-V-I-T-K-O. Anyway, so go out and have a great week. Those of you that won the hearing assessment can give them as a Christmas gift. Give it to your parent. Give it to your sister-in-law. Somebody that you know needs it. Be kind when you tell them. Tell them you're doing it because you want to help them and not because you're trying to be mean or anything. So, thank you, Dr. Luby, for being with me. Thank you guys for joining in and listening. Tune in next Sunday at 8 a.m., every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM. And when I'll just go out and have a great week. Meet you back here then.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.